Hi, this is a Mention Inglés podcast, made for you by mentioninglés.com. You're going to listen to a man talking about travelling by air. Before you listen, let's practice some vocabulary he uses. Listen to some words in Spanish and try to say the English translation before I do. Then repeat the word to practice pronunciation. 1. A phrasal verb which means
buscar
or
recoger.
2. Pick up.
Iré a recogerte al aeropuerto.
I'll pick you up at the airport. 2.
Dejar.
To drop off.
Te dejaré en casa.
I'll drop you off at your house. 3.
Hora punta.
Rush hour. I hate driving in the rush hour. 4.
Despegar.
To take off. What time does the plane take off? 5.
Aterrizar.
To land. What time do you land? 6.
Reservar.
To book. I booked my hotel on the internet. Now do the same with the following words. 1.
Facturar.
To check in. 2.
Tarjeta de embarque.
Boarding card. Or boarding pass. 3.
Puerta de embarque.
Gate. 4.
Pasillo.
Aisle. 5.
Cinturón de seguridad.
Seat belt. 6.
Tripulación de un avión.
Cabin crew. Listen to the following questions. 1. Did the man miss his flight? 2. Who was the man sitting next to during the flight? 3. Did anyone meet him when he arrived at his destination? 4. Now listen and try to answer the questions. The day started badly when the taxi picked me up 20 minutes late to drive me to the airport. When he finally got through the rush hour traffic, he dropped me off at departures 30 minutes before the plane was due to take off. I felt sure I was going to miss it. I had booked my flight on the internet and printed out an e-ticket. At the airport, the check-in queue was incredibly long. I didn't have any suitcases to check in, only hand luggage, so I printed out my boarding pass from a machine near the check-in desk. Great! I had my seat number and 10 minutes to get some caffeine at the departure gate before boarding the plane. I was the last one to get on the plane. I found my seat next to the aisle and pushed my laptop case in the overhead locker. Damn! In the seat next to me was a young kid who was crying, throwing crisps, and kicking the seat in front of him. Why don't parents control their children in public? This was going to be a long flight. I fastened my seatbelt and reached for my iPod. Guns N' Roses at full volume might help me forget the little monster in the next seat. We took off quickly, and the cabin crew came round with warm orange juice and stale sandwiches. Apart from some turbulence over France, the flight was okay, and we landed on time. I rushed through passport control and customs. Luckily, a very attractive company representative was in the arrival hall to meet me, and she took me to my hotel for a short siesta before the meeting. Did you answer the questions? Let's check. 1. Did the man miss his flight? No. He didn't. 2. Who was the man sitting next to during the flight? A young child. 3. Did anyone meet him when he arrived at his destination? Yes, an attractive company representative. Listen and repeat the following words and sentences. 1. Pick up. Can you pick me up at the airport? 2. Rush hour. I got caught in the rush hour traffic. 3. Drop off. Can you drop the kids off at school today, darling? 4. Take off. What time does the plane take off? 5. Land. We land at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 6. Miss. If you don't hurry up, we'll miss the bus. 7. Book. I've booked a table for 9 p.m. at your favourite Italian restaurant. 8. Check in. Do you mind checking us in while I go and buy a newspaper? Nine. Boarding card or boarding pass. Can I have your boarding card, please? Ten. Gate. Will all passengers please proceed to gate 46? Eleven. Aisle. I prefer an aisle seat to a window seat. 12. Seat belt. Please keep your seat belts fastened until the plane has come to a complete stop. 13. Cabin crew. The cabin crew are now serving light refreshments. 14. Customs. When you go through customs, try not to look guilty. Listen to some descriptions of vocabulary from the podcast and say the words when you hear the tone. Then repeat the words to practice pronunciation. 1. A phrasal verb which means to collect somebody or something in a car or taxi, for example. 2. Pick up. To pick up. Can you pick me up at the airport? 2. The time of day when there is a lot of traffic because people are going to work in the morning or going home in the evening. This is the rush hour. Rush hour. I got caught in the rush hour traffic. 3. This phrasal verb means to leave somebody or something somewhere. To drop off. To drop off. Can you drop the kids off at school today, darling? 4. Another phrasal verb which describes the plane leaving the ground. To take off. To take off. What time does the plane take off? 5. The opposite to take off. This is when the plane arrives. To land. to land. We land at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Six. This is when you arrive late and the plane, bus, train or whatever has already left. The Spanish word is perder, and it is often confused with the English verb to lose. To miss. To miss. If you don't hurry up, we'll miss the bus. Seven. A verb which means to reserve a seat on a plane, in a restaurant, at a concert, etc. Or to reserve a room in a hotel. To book. To book. I've booked a table for 9 p.m. at your favorite Italian restaurant. Eight. To show your ticket at an airport so that you can be told where you will be sitting and so that your bags can be put on the plane. Also, to say who you are when you arrive at a hotel so that you can be given a key for your room. To check in. To check in. Do you mind checking us in while I go and buy a newspaper? Nine. You usually get this when you check in and you can't get on the plane without it. It often has your seat number on it. Boarding card or boarding pass. Boarding card. Boarding pass. Can I have your boarding card, please? Ten. A part of the airport where passengers are allowed to get on or off a plane. Gate. Gate. Will all passengers please proceed to gate 46? Eleven. A long, narrow space between the rows of seats in a plane where the flight attendants walk. Also found in churches, cinemas, and supermarkets. Aisle. Aisle. I prefer an aisle seat to a window seat. Twelve. This is something you wear in a car or a plane to keep you in your seat if there's an accident. Seatbelt. Seatbelt. Please keep your seatbelts fastened until the plane has come to a complete stop. 13. The people whose job it is to take care of passengers in a plane. 14. Cabin crew. Cabin crew. 15. The cabin crew are now serving light refreshments. A government department that collects taxes on imports and exports. At the airport, the green channel means you have nothing to pay tax on. And the red channel means you may have to pay tax on something. Customs. Customs. When you go through customs, try not to look guilty. That was a Mansion Inglés podcast from mansioninglés.com. The music was by Wade. The album was Midnight Sounds, and the tracks Positively Turned Up, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Jazz. It's Been a While, Sleepless Night, and Take Me Away. Also, Anthony Rajakov and Waves Trying to Catch a Marble. Creative Commons license from jamendo.com.